So we're walking through the what we call the chalk pit at the moment, which was where Stern and Lady Stern first started building the garden. Mm. So if you look to your right, you can see a really tall chalk cliff, very white. We try to keep sections of it clear so people can see where the garden started from. So this was initially a chalk quarry, that they would have quarried the chalk to spread on the land agriculturally. And so this was very, very bare. Originally there was pigsties, and Stern put a tennis court in here. Now if you look around now, there's huge philadelphus, cotoneasters, cherry trees, sorbus, just beautiful. And you wouldn't believe that this had been a quarry at one point, really, would you?
So much colours are green, in fact. And yellow and
Yeah, as we walk down into other sections of the garden, there's more flowers and colour because the topsoil is shallowest at the top of the garden, because we're on the south down, so it's a very sloped hillside garden, and all the topsoil washes down. So towards the bottom of the garden, we have much deeper soil, so we can plant more of our herbaceous plants and that kind of thing. So if we walk around here, we'll come to the koi carp pond, and you'll see a little grotto in the corner, which was the original lime kiln that they used to burn the chalk, that you know, develop the chalk that they dug out of the quarry. So you'll see
Soort vijver met allerlei vissen, grootvissen.
Yeah, exactly, koi carp. And just over here is our little grotto.
So aangelegd.
When Stern started developing the garden, they discovered this lime kiln in the corner, and he loved it so much that he had a whole rockery built around it out of the chalk. So all this has been created by Stern. And this is the part of the garden that we saw in the photograph at the start, which was much more open. And you could see a lot more of the rock then.
Ja, we lopen even mee. Ja, ik vind ook al, hou je niet per se van allerlei soorten planten, weet je de namen ook niet. Alleen om hier al te mogen wandelen. To walk here is very nice.
It's lovely, yeah. And especially here with the little babbling pools that come down to the to the bigger pond. The children love this, but it's a very nice sound of sort of babbling brooks, isn't it?
It's a kind of cave, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the original lime kiln that Stern then created into a rockery that stretches round into both sections of the garden.
It's a lot of work, I think. You're doing it on your own, I think.
No, there's four full-time positions, and there's a couple of job shares. So we've got five members of staff here who are all very passionate about the gardens and really love it very much. So we're all very happy to be a part of this heritage. So if we walk up here now, we'll go up the little steps.
And we gaan even naar boven. Boven, wat water, watervalletje.
Yes, we can do that.
Zo, even naar boven. Zo, bijna boven. We lopen een route. Je mag natuurlijk lopen zoals je zelf wil. Nu komen we weer boven. Een aantal bordes.
So here we are at the top of the steps in the rose garden, which really comes into its own in June, midsummer, June, July. Lots of old heritage varieties, beautiful scents. So this is very pretty. This is as formal as the garden gets. So these are designated beds that are kept quite clean with geraniums and roses, but really lovely. And then up towards lavender beds at the end.
Heel veel rozen die dan zullen bloeien in juni of juli. Kenbaar van een aantal songs.
So, how long have you got? How many sections do you want? Keep going? Okay.
Zo, we lopen even verder. We komen in de volgende uitzending weer even terug. Uiteraard, visitworthing.co.uk heeft ook al informatie. En dan lopen we weer verder met show.